On our program today, we're going to talk about Boone Community Theater, and it's, well, next year before the next production comes up. Tricky part of it. Kelsey's here. Is she directing?
Hello.
She's so quiet.
I am so quiet.
Does she yell at you guys like that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, but excuse me.
Every day she just screams at us.
I have a polite shake of the head.
Okay.
I just need an eyebrow.
Yeah, that's all.
Kelsey, you do have your Kelsey Peters, by the way. Thank you. You do have your two leads from Miss Hole.
Yes, I do.
And
Hello.
We have Hello. Over here
I have
Jessica Stanley.
Yep, she's my Sherlock Holmes.
And over here,
Janae
Trouble in Waiting.
Oh yeah, Janae Erickson as Dr. Dorothy Watson.
Period. And
Janae was here last time.
I was. All alone.
Yeah, all by yourself. Myself. Well, everybody else, I mean, people are busy.
I was going to be here, but my mom had surgery, so.
Well.
It was a good
unacceptable.
Reason.
And hopefully she is doing well.
She's doing better.
Okay. I jokingly said next year, but no, it is.
It's legitimately next year, yes.
Yeah,
it's January.
2025.
Yep.
Friday, Saturday, January 3rd, and then, yeah, it's a 7 o'clock in the evening, and then you have two performances on the 4th.
Yep.
A matinee and then another evening production. Friday, the 10th at 7, and then a matinee on Saturday the 11th. So
yep.
Five performances.
Yep.
So you've been kind of
working these guys to the bone.
Yeah, that's right. She's got a big stick. She uses that.
I stand on a platform and make my presence known. Well, this last time it was a bench because we actually put up our platforms.
Right, we're going to get her a stepladder.
So my question would be, when you got these two together,
oh boy,
how hard is it to keep everybody on task? Well, not just them, your whole cast.
You know, it hasn't been awful. This is my first time directing, so I've been learning just alongside these guys, and I couldn't ask for a better cast. These wonderful ladies have been great, and as much as we give each other
a bad time,
we get along.
See, here's the thing. Kelsey's sitting between us right now because she's afraid.
I don't want to die.
She's also keeping us out of trouble.
Yeah.
But, I mean, between these two and then Dana, who is our third female lead, my husband, who actually plays the male lead, I did not do that on purpose.
Okay.
I didn't.
Oh, he's good in the
he's
role.
He's so
though.
Good.
So the one thing I did want to ask, because first you were going to, Brandon was going to be co-directing with you.
He still technically is.
He's helps when he can.
Yes. He pops in once in a while when work allows him to, but he has been great. I'm a little nervous to run one scene without him this week. It's tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, we'll get it. Don't worry.
When he comes in, he's very helpful.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets a lot done with us in that short amount of time. So.
I throw him the scenes where I'm like, I don't know what to do. Here you go.
He's like, it's easy.
When there's
this.
More physical action, that's when he comes in. Okay. Almost like a choreographer, but for
stage combat.
Stage
combat.
Because he's directed a lot more of that. And like I said, it's my first time directing. So I'm like, I don't know.
Have you had a couple of others to help offer you suggestions?
Susan Herrick is my production manager, and she's been great. Pamela Webster is my lighting designer, and she's come a few times. She's going to come this week again.
They've all done the directing, and they can offer you ideas and thoughts.
BCT has been great. They've just surrounded me with a lot of support. As one board member said, we don't want to see you fail. So that makes me feel really good.
You know what the goal is, so you'll be back on your own. Which sometime you would. I guess you do. So is this your first shot at directing?
First time directing, not my first show with BCT, as I'm sure you remember.
Done a few. So, Miss Holmes, what did you like about this? Just the fact that it was going to be a takeoff?
Well, okay, so this is a funny story that I'll make really short. So, when the board opened suggestions for this current season, I submitted two that weren't Miss Holmes. And Susan came back to me and went, "Hey, so we want to do this show, but we don't have a director. Would you do it?" And I went, "Sure."
Okay.
But I've grown to love the show. It is a wonderful read on Sherlock that is very different than most. I think it ties back to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's interpretation of Sherlock a lot better than most adaptations I've seen. I'm a diehard Sherlock Holmes fan of the original,
So,
I don't want to give too much away.
What can I do here? Jessica, it is Sherlock, or plays Miss Holmes.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes. My name is Sherlock.
So how do you, I mean, did you go in with the intent, I want to play a lead, or I just would like to be having a part?
I am also a massive Sherlock Holmes fan. I've read the books, watched a lot of the movies, the TV shows. I came in just wanting to be a part of it.
Okay.
I had no plan for a lead at all because I've never been in the lead role. I just wanted to be a part of it. But I want to add to with this play, it's written so intelligently. And it's such a really interesting twist on the Sherlock Holmes because it doesn't just take Sherlock and copy and paste into a female role. There's these nuances that the female perspective brings in kind of these issues that a female would have in this time period that a male would not. Mm-hmm. And it's just done in such an elegant way. I mean, this is going to be an amazing show.
What you got going with it is
it's
makes you emotional at some points.
Oh, yeah.
Being a woman,
I've almost cried a few times.
I have before, like, reading my, like, some of my parts.
Oh, Eudora kills me.
Like, my character goes through a lot of struggles with being a woman in her profession because she's a female doctor.
Yeah.
One of the first. In that time, and
in that time frame, in that era,
and so she goes through a lot of struggles with that throughout the show, and so it makes me emotional sometimes because I'm like, I feel you, girl. Like, come on.
Whereas mine seems unaware of.
Yeah, yours is just like
you're just kind of
floating.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that you're unaware. You just don't. It's not pertinent to the situation.
Yes.
So it's just what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. It's not a front focus for her.
Yes.
Well, we know
Mycroft will deal with it.
Exactly.
We know Janae had said, I was just going to help out and maybe do a small thing because I have a very busy one coming up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, here I am, one of the leads.
Yeah. Well, we had a lot of fun in tryouts.
It was hard.
We bonded.
I had four women that I came down to. And I just looked at Brandon because Brandon was able to make it to the last night of auditions to help cast. And I went, these are my three women and I love them. And Brandon goes, okay, but what about Janae's schedule? And I went, we'll make it work.
And I was blissfully unaware of this conversation happening.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get this to work, too. Dana has not been, Dana Chernow, has not been on stage for a while.
Nope. So, I think Sabrina was her last, yes.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, with us, at least.
Yeah. At least with us, yeah.
I don't know if she's
on anything since then. And we know Jennifer has been away from the stage for a couple of years anyway, I think.
I think was her last.
Yeah. So it's been a while. So those are your four.
Yes.
Out front. Kind of, you know, I get some visions of, like, nonsense.
Don't forget Brittany Rhodes, though. She's the other doctor. She's Dr. Watson's colleague.
Dr. Anderson.
And she's actually playing a real life person.
Yes, I wanted to mention that.
Sorry.
Brittany Rhodes is playing Dr. Elizabeth Garrett Anderson, who, funny enough, was a real person in the 1880s. She has a whole list of accomplishments, including not only was she the first English doctor who opened the first school for medicine for women in England, she was also the first mayor of an English town. I went on a deep dive and I was
what
like,
"What a boss!"
Well, because Brandon and I were looking at the script, going, "Why does she have a middle? Like, no one else has a middle." And I looked at him and went, "I bet she's real." And so we Google it real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and she has a notable one in the play, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's the whole reason this happened.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the
She introduces Sherlock and Watson. So.
Yes. She's the spark that ignites.
So, yeah.
Rehearsals have been going along pretty good. Now, you still got to work your way through the holidays.
Yeah, we just, I'm nice, and I gave a week for Thanksgiving, and I'm giving a week for Christmas, especially because Christmas is on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Which I wasn't going to be mean and go, no, you have to be rehearsing Christmas Eve and right after. No, yeah. That's, no. People travel, family, I get it.
We'll do that.
So, but, They're going to come off from a week, and it's tech week. Yeah. So that's going to be real fun. Better lines, know your lines, Jessica.
I'm excited. Got your lines? I mean, well?
We're getting there.
So Jessica has like 400-something lines.
Yeah, she has a lot.
And they're not just like little lines. Oh, no. They're long
paragraphs.
When you can say it in 10 words, Sherlock says it in 25 long ones.
Yeah. She is the Apostle Paul. She loves running on sentences after sentence.
And I have
big words, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Too.
And it's funny. It's the monologues I have down. It's the stuff in between. Because I've memorized those monologues in isolation. Yeah. And so then I have to remember, what are people actually saying and what are my cue words for the lines?
You're getting there.
We'll get there. I promise I will be memorized by show day.
That's good.
I have full faith and trust.
I'm going to be like nudging you like, this is your line.
Exactly.
And if you don't remember,
everybody
just
will
make it up.
Yeah.
Everybody will be standing there.
Oh, I can say it. Verbatim is the struggle. I know what's happening most of the time.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I did want to ask, because obviously it's a period piece.
Yes,
costuming
is.
And stuff. Do you have people helping out with that? What's happening?
So Karen Kerr is my costumer, and that's my mom. Unfortunately, she had rotator cuff surgery, so she hasn't been able to be hands-on as much as she would like to be. So we've been delegating to some wonderful, wonderful people that have stepped up and said, we can sew and we can do this and we can do that. And so we're going along well. We have one last big piece to make. And then after that, it's just little things and little things and little things.
So. They're beautiful. Beautiful.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Stage, everything else come together? Because I know you've got definite crew that helps out.
Oh, yeah. So,
and they were probably well on their way.
Dana and I have been knocking out set every weekend. I'm actually going to go to BCT at some point this coming week and do stuff.
Do some more.
I live at the theater at this point.
Yeah. Me too.
Most directors do.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but we're almost finished with set. We just have to get our backgrounds up, and then we're pretty much good to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
It looks awesome so far.
Okay. Going for it. Well, before we get to that, we have Giving Tuesday coming up, and I know that for theater, you did want to put out a call or people. Keep us in mind, right?
Yes. So we have a ton. There's like some nice ways to give. Right now, we're on our website. There's a donate link. You can just click on that. There's ways you can become a patron by clicking on. There's like a PayPal link or something, and you can choose how much to pay, whether it's like a one-time or if it's monthly. Monthly is more of like the patron thing. We also have a couple of things going on. There's like buying a commemorative brick. I don't know how you say that word.
Is it a brick?
Commemorative
brick. Yeah. In the lobby, so you can engrave it with something, either like a business thing or like a personal thing. I did one for my late grandma, so that was pretty cool. She loved theater. Stuff like that. We're always looking for...
keep us in mind, you are a 501c3.
501c3, yeah, and we definitely can use the help any way we can from the community.
It's a big building to continue
it's
to
a big
develop.
Building.
And yeah, it is.
And we have a lot of costs that go into... And we're all volunteers, so... Yeah.
I love that you're talking about this, but you're no longer on the board, and
right?
I am.
Yeah.
And she is,
I made the graphics, so I remember all this stuff.
No, it's okay. It's just funny.
But it is one of those things that, please, people, keep us in mind.
Yes.
Because, and whether you want to be a part of what's going on or just support the effort.
Yeah. I mean, we love our patrons. Boone has been great to us, and we couldn't have done it without you guys. So.
Yep, for sure. Okay.
So this is Monday. You got a first Friday? Are we having a game night Friday night?
Are we?
It's with all the other things that are going on?
I believe so.
With the 6th?
Pamela said that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
We're going to say yes.
Come on down.
I know just a week or so ago you had an open mic night.
Yes. So, yep. And we have those every once in a while.
Still doing that. But first Friday is supposed to be game night. Game night. Come on in and see what's going on.
There can bring games there.
I'm guessing you might have some rehearsals going on maybe on Thursday when they're doing the lighted parade and stuff. So people might be able to come by and see what's happening.
Yep, we have
maybe not see
Monday,
the performance.
Tuesday,
yeah, not this week.
Don't come visit us. We're not ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, still a lot of work going on here. Yes. So let's talk about next.
Musical. Okay, Janae, you get to shine.
Turn to me.
Yeah,
you get to shine.
Everybody's watching. Last time when we visited, you were getting ready to hold audition.
Yeah.
Were we doing auditions during? Right at the end
it
of
was,
the,
it was right
the
after
Odd Couple. The right after the Odd Couple.
Yeah, she did it like 2 weeks after mine.
Okay.
Yep.
So
yeah.
We did. Okay. So we had Seussical because a big cast.
Big cast, and there's a lot to learn, so we wanted to get the ball rolling as soon as possible. It's only like 6 weeks after Miss Holmes.
Yeah, we're cutting it tight.
End of February, beginning of March, when those performances will be. It is a musical.
It's a musical.
I call it Seussical the Musical.
It is. Yeah, it is. And it's the YTA version, which is like for younger. It's geared more towards younger audiences. It cuts out some of the quote-unquote boring stuff to keep you know, younger kids enthused throughout the show. It's almost all music, so they're going to be watching everyone sing and dance and lots of colors, and they'll be sat for that. You know, my kids will be sat for that.
Well, and the big thing I think here is a lot of different ages participating.
Yes,
you got a
five
variety.
Generations of kids,
right?
From Gen A all the way to boomers.
Wow.
That's
insane. That's a wide range.
So, yep. So,
but all of them wanted to do it. That's the thing.
They did. And it's awesome. Like, listening to the little voices and the big voices together all at rehearsal is so much fun. Especially, like, Horton and JoJo. They're so adorable. I love it.
So what parts are you guys working on now? I mean, for this, because you're kind of multitasking.
We're mostly working on the voice singing right now, getting those notes down, getting the lyrics memorized, harmonies, stuff like that. And then once we have the space more, we'll work on choreo and blocking and stuff like that. But the music is a huge part, like the biggest part. So we're trying to get that
like
down. 85%. And it's more than that. It's like 99% music. Mm-hmm. There's like little dialogue, but it's mostly in songs. Mm-hmm. So you have to learn the songs.
You gotta learn the song, yeah.
Yeah, so, and it's going to be so much fun. We're going to have like a little carnival before the shows with raffle tickets, and there's going to be carnival-themed food. It's a big Dr. Seuss birthday party because Dr. Seuss is going to be 120.
Ooh,
and BCT is going to be 50.
Oh, wow.
BCT is going to be 50 this next year in 2025. So we're celebrating those two birthdays. It's like one big birthday bash, carnival, Seussical, colorful, happy moment.
We've just got in a lot of performances.
Like eight, I think.
Yeah, something like that. There's a bunch.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I'm not going to run through the whole works.
Yeah, there's a lot of performances because we were kind of worried about making sure we could have enough for everyone that wants to come watch it because there's a lot of cast, so there'll be a lot of people wanting to come see it.
Are you doing three weekends?
I think it's just two.
Well,
three.
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's going to be the 27th, 28th of February. It's Saturday, March 1st. You got two performances that day, a matinee and an evening one. And then on the 6th, 7th, 8th, and then two performances on the 8th.
So three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yay. I knew that for sure.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of here, but yeah.
it is.
It's so far away.
We'll worry about that when we get there. We got a lot of other things to do beforehand.
Yeah.
Plus, you still have to get through
Miss Holmes.
Miss Holmes. So.
I'm like,
don't abandon me.
I don't like to look that far in advance.
We are committed to Miss Holmes.
Yes.
So on the musical part of this, what are you going to do for that? Will you have just piano? Will you have a small band?
We've been...
Audio music?
We're going to be using the tracks.
Okay.
Because just getting together a live band would have been a lot with how big the cast is.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find people that want to do it.
Sure.
Just because it is a volunteer position, and a lot of people, and rightfully so, would want to be paid for something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually been great with the tracks, because we learn it with the tracks, so then we can just easily. We have been using piano to learn parts and stuff, but other than that, we've been.
And I was going to say, one of the things is you guys have built up your audio system and sound system lighting and things like that. So, you're in pretty good shape to move forward with this.
It's going
to
sound awesome. Yeah, it already does. Nice. I was getting chills yesterday at rehearsal because it was so amazing. Sounds so good.
All right. Okay, the big one though is it's next year.
It is next year.
Haha. See you next year.
Okay, that's going to be that first weekend. Wow.
Yep. So go to your New Year's Eve party.
So
and then have fun. So, then rest up and come see us.
Yes. I will.
One thing you didn't mention is the first Saturday performance, so the 4th, we will be doing a high tea at the second at the matinee. Okay. And then there will be a dessert add-on.
So this is 7th. New to me.
Yes.
Okay.
So
so come be fancy with us.
Come be fancy.
And drink tea while you watch us try to do British accents.
Do we have to dress in period?
No.
Oh, thank you.
You can.
I mean,
you can.
We're not going to say no. Yeah. But
we're going to be dressed in period.
Don't worry. Some people might.
You won't be alone if you dress up.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
So the next time we visit about Miss Holmes, we'll already have had 3 performances with a couple more to go. I'm just looking that far ahead.
Yeah. So
that'll be it. And then after that, it's full speed ahead.
With Seussical.
With the Seussical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Seussical the musical.
Seussical the musical. YTA.
And we're going
if I don't say that, Amy will be mad at me.
Young
TYA, sorry.
Theater
for young audiences.
Oh. Okay, yes. There we go.
She got it down.
These acronyms.
I got to say it or I'm going to be in trouble.
Okay. Well, we know this actually, Miss Holmes puts you halfway through the season this year. So, again, only couple really performances after that. And we're already starting to look for next year.
We'll be looking for directors and new shows for next year.
That's not until March.
Yeah, but it seems like it's coming so soon.
That's still a couple months away.
Yeah. Let's not get it here any sooner. Board members need to stay calm.
We need to be able to breathe.
Miss Holmes will be coming up on January 3rd and 4th, and then on the 10th and the 11th, there will be 2 performances on Saturday the 4th. Tickets? Are we going online right now, or is that opened up yet?
I don't know that it's opened up yet.
I'm going to guess no. I will bother my father about
that. Yes, John Hoffman will know more.
Also, it's his birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Probably middle of the month or so it might show up on the website.
Yes. It would make I'll great ask Christmas gifts, though.
Tonight. Yes, it would be a great Christmas
stocking
present.
Stocking stuffers.
Yes. Come on out. And for people that haven't seen it would be great to come out and see a production. What, about an hour and a half or so?
Oh, 2 hours. Yeah. It's going to be 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. You said
minimum.
I said Seussical,
yours is actually
long. Seussical is an hour and a half.
Ours is at least 2.
2 yeah. hours.
Probably closer to 2 and 15 minutes.
Okay. Because we have an intermission.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Seussical is supposed to be very short for the children. So.
Yeah. Attention span.
Our adults are supposed to have an attention span. We'll see if they can keep it.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, we look forward to Miss Holmes coming up in 2025.
Woo!
Yay.
We do too.
Oh, man, seems like a long ways away.
Yeah.
But also not.
No, not really. I'm like,
how many rehearsals?
Weeks?
A month?
14 rehearsals left.
No. 14.
Was it 14?
I checked yesterday on my calendar.
Oh.
No. 14 rehearsals.
So this next week, Tech Week. Pretty important. Make sure things
This week is not Tech Week.
Okay.
Tech Week, so we actually have 2 technically Tech Weeks.
Okay.
So the week of the 16th, we'll have our first Tech Week.
Okay.
Then it's Christmas break. And then the week of the 30th will be our official Tech Week. Okay. So we are in crunch time.
Yep.
Here we go.
How much time left?
Learn all those lines.
I got mine
Jessica's
down.
Jessica's got
an emotional support script.
I'm going to look at her. Yes, I got mine
this
down.
This is my emotional support script.
I do appreciate you coming and taking part in the program. And look forward to having people, again, contribute to Boone Community Theater. Again, go online to the website. That's an easy way to do it. If you want to go in and find out about a commemorative brick, you just come in the front door while somebody's there.
Yeah, and even during the performances, when you come buy tickets, you can buy one then, too. So.
Do you still have, like, Saturday days, work days?
Every second or third Saturday.
Okay. So 14th or 21st, somewhere in here.
I go in every Saturday.
Yeah, Kelsey will be there.
That's my life. But I cannot ring you up a brick. So
okay.
Well, just leave a chat.
So again, yeah. there's opportunity. Follow along on Facebook. That's the easy way to do it. Mm-hmm. Your
Facebook page. Or our website.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.